With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. If there is a name that voters in most of Allegan County should be used to seeing on the ballot, it's Mary Whitefort. She ran for the Republican nomination for State House 2 years ago, then ran again when Representative Cindy Gamrat was expelled over a sex and cover-up scandal. Whitefort won a special election in March and then a primary challenge in August. The Republican representative is now seeking re-election in the 80th State House District. Mary Whitefort, thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome. Good morning, Gordon, and everybody.
What would you like to do if you are reelected and have another 2 years in the State House?
Well, my biggest focus since I've been in office in March is focusing on jobs and the economy in the future. And I find there's three legs to that stool to hold that up, and that's keeping communication among educators and schools. I've spent a lot of time with school districts and superintendents and teachers. The second leg of the store are job creators, our businesses, the people who are out there working hard to have a great product, and they need really great employees to fill those roles for their expansion. I spent a lot of time touring businesses and talking to business owners. And the third leg of the stool that people often forget are local municipalities. These are the people who can make or break a project. So I've spent lots of time with our township officials, our city officials, and making sure everybody's on the same table so that we can have that ultimate focus, which is keeping our grandkids and our children here in West Michigan, helping to foster business success so that it helps our economy, our tax base. That's the big push, and that's my major emphasis as I go to work every day.
So on your website, you mention education and say that you believe that parents know what is best for their children, not government, but that you also understand that we must prepare our children to enter a highly competitive workforce. So do we need some sort of standards at the state level to ensure that we are creating a highly competitive workforce that will have employees available for companies that might want to locate or expand in Michigan?
Well, most parents know what's best for their children. I do. I have many friends. So we should always have that choice for where our kids go to school. That's why we do have school choice. Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry about that.
Okay, can you finish that thought, please?
Parents do know what's best. Our kids are smart, intelligent. Every child needs something different. Yesterday, I was over in Hamilton, where Hamilton schools have an outdoor program that kids can write a little essay, and they can be a part of this twice a week and go out to the Outdoor Discovery Center every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon. So every kid needs something different. If a parent wants their kids to go into that STREAM program in Hamilton, that would be great. If they want kids to get into agri-science, even in my own district, we have Hopkins School, which has a farm on their campus. So the kids who want to learn more about agri-science and be part of their family business can have that opportunity. So, yeah, I do think that everybody has a different story, a different learning capacity, and parents are best able to make that decision for that. But if we have kids, like so many kids in poverty, don't have that choice, that's why I think it's so important to strengthen our local school districts so that those teachers can do their best to help their children that they're overseeing be prepared for their future. Because so many times we've forgotten our ultimate goal for education is a self-sufficient adult. And every child has a different path towards that. Every career needs a different path towards that.
In one of the answers that you gave for the MLive voter guide, you say that you favor using conservative principles to help those who can't help themselves. Can you give us a specific example, a program or a proposal that you think would do that?
Well, in Allegan, we have the Allegan County Foundation, and they get grant money and they have fundraisers, and they get so much buy-in from all over the community, and then they use that money to go and purposefully assist with scholarships, with programs throughout the county. Having the ability to have tax breaks for people to make donations into those foundations, that's a real conservative way to help people who can't help themselves. And it encourages so much more creativity for these groups of people who are trying to help. As I go around, I'm amazed how many different groups there are out there who are helping people and helping our veterans. And there's a program in Plainwell where they're boots on the ground, side by side, helping people who are failing in their lives and unable to support their families, and sticking side by side with them through the process of getting educated and trained and helping them learn what a good work ethic is, you know, what they really need, I hear it most of the time, is somebody who shows up on time and gives it their best. And so many people don't have a role model for that. So here we have people in the community stepping up and doing this, and it's brilliant. And so I believe my role is to say, you guys are doing a great job. What can I do? Are there barriers out there that legislatively are keeping you from being successful? And that's how I see conservative principles supporting not-for-profits and helping people out in the community.
We have about 30 seconds left. Can you give us some ideas of what you think the state should be looking at in terms of changes to the mental health system?
You know what? I spent so much time before I got elected just learning about how the community mental health system is working and how it works in a regional level and how the money funnels into our system. And I just pulled my hair out. I don't know what the solution is, but I need everybody's focus to be person-centered. How are we best supporting an individual person in the system versus a broad blanket of everybody? And if we can empower our local professionals to help those individuals the way that they want and they're educated and experienced to do, I think we could turn the system on its head. But to get there, I haven't figured that out yet.
All right. Mary Whiteford, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks so much, Gordon. Everybody have a great day.
Representative Mary Whiteford is seeking re-election in the 80th State House District, the Republican first one election to represent most of Allegan County in a special election in March. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.